C2, commercial zone, and H1, limited resort and apartment zone, to H1, limited resort and apartment zone. Use permit application for the following: a convenience store, alcohol sales, liquor, packaged only, and three deviations as shown per plans on file. Deviations for the following: deviations to development standards for existing developments, and to all other deviations as depicted per plans on file in conjunction with an existing resort hotel, Circus in the Mud 1 Overlay District, generally located on the east side of Sammy Davis Jr. Drive and the north side of Circus Drive within Winchester, for possible action. Hello.
Hi, I'm Greg Borgel, 300 South 4th Street, here for Circus, and this action is to do nothing on the ground. This is a cleanup of the zoning map to match what is already out there. And what you can see here is there is this odd shaped red blotch. That's what used to be the RVP. The RVP, as you can see in the aerial, has been shrunk over the years. It's much smaller now. And in the middle of the RVP, at the time that the RVP was built, the code suggested that the convenience market that serves the RVP should be separately zoned C2. So that's this little circle in the middle of the recreational vehicle park. It's what staff today would call an illegal spot zone. And so what we're doing is cleaning up the map so it'll all be H1. The RVP can continue. It's an allowed accessory use in the H1. The convenience market can continue as a use permit to serve the RVP and everyone who comes along. So what we're really here to do is to clean up the zoning map to make the whole property H1 and the existing uses to be retained. And here are some photos of what it looks like. It's actually a very nice facility. It's been maintained well. It'll continue. This is the floor plan if you wanted to get intimately involved with the convenience market. But it's right there in this, guess what, circus tent looking place.
Yeah.
And so we would ask that you approve it. We've agreed to all the staff conditions, which are frankly pretty minimal anyway, because we're not really doing anything except cleaning up the zoning map.
Pretty straightforward.
I think so.
You guys have any questions on the board?
I have no questions.
Roxana, Judy?
Is this...
No questions.
This is the Winchester
pretty straightforward.
Advisory Board. Meeting. You can have a seat.
Well, I mean, is this the, what is it?
The application for the wall.
At the,
yes. Yes, it hasn't been heard yet.
Okay.
I don't think Judy has a question.
Judy, did you have any questions? Sorry, we just had
some. I don't. Sorry, I didn't know if you heard me. I don't have any questions.
Great. Well, do we have any questions from the general public on this?
What is it?
Well, you missed the presentation. It's a rezoning of some of the property at Circus from
this is 2 minutes and we missed it. It started at 6?
Yeah, it starts at 6. We'll be here.
We're 5 minutes late.
Not even that.
We always start at 6.
Well, this is the first time we've even been notified.
Okay, I will make a motion to approve with staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you, Greg.
Thank you. We'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Yep, we will.
Actually, 3 weeks this time, I think.
Yeah,
the way the
we skip a week.
Thank
okay.
you. Bye-bye.
Moving along, item number one for the Planning Commission on November 6th. It's UC-18-0748, Leonardi Properties, a use permit application for personal services, a tanning salon within an existing commercial and industrial complex on 1.5 acres in an M1 light manufacturing zone in the Mud 1 Overlay District. Generally located on the west side of Sammy Davis Jr. Drive, 750 feet south of Circus Drive within Winchester, for possible action. Is the applicant present?
Good evening. My name is Brian Morris. I'm the attorney for the eventual tenant, TSR LLC. I'm working with them and Leonardi Properties on this.
Okay.
I could give a brief overview of your.
Yeah, if you could just
hear about it.
Yeah, just a brief overview.
So, I made just a couple little printouts for you guys. Just to explain what we're doing.
So you can see on the first page, this is just a picture of the building. The highlighted area is where they're going to be occupying within the building. Mm-hmm. The second page, if you want to look at it, is the floor plan within the building. And then the third page actually really gets to kind of telling the story. So if we're, what we're doing is we're looking at the strip, and on the right-hand side where it says old, so it'd be kind of up and down, you know, this way. They were on Convention Center Drive and have been a tax-paying business with no issues with local government for about 2 years. But that whole strip was bought by the convention centers and is being bulldozed. So their lease was not renewed. They were kicked out. There's absolutely, if you look at the land use table, they would be permitted in C1, C2. There is not any C1, C2 anywhere nearby. So what we have is this new location right on the other side of the strip where they can keep their current clientele. It's zoned M1. The owner, Leonardi Properties, is actually working on, for some reason, every single suite in the building has a separate address. So he's working on fixing that to get it all under one address. There has actually been action in the past, which you'll see on the staff report. Let me see. So I guess it'd be right on page 2. Where it shows under UC0444-05, mm-hmm. The entire parcel was had a special use permit sort of permanently put in place to allow 64 parking spaces for commercial and retail uses. So we are good on parking. We already have that in place. There have also been two personal service uses approved previously at this location. And when you look on the next page under current planning, the second paragraph, staff finds similar uses have been approved on the property in the past, and the proposed use is compatible with the surrounding area. The tanning salon will be located in a building that is already operating and approved for retail and office use. Staff supports this request. So with that, I'd be happy to answer any questions, but I you know, it does not seem like a particularly controversial request. I wasn't expecting a lot of problems.
Yeah, it's pretty straightforward.
Doesn't seem controversial to me. I don't see any problem at all.
Roxanne. Judy, do you have any questions or comments?
I don't.
Okay. Sure. Any questions? They're opening a tanning salon.
You're
here for.
Yeah, it's
on Okay. Excuse me. It's a difference.
Excuse me very much.
Yeah. You're up next. Get ready.
Any other comments or questions from the general public on this one? No? Great. I move to approve with staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Great. Thank you.
All
right.
Thank you.
Yep.
Can I leave those with you?
Yeah, we'll hang on to them.
Do you want me to take them?
Okay.
Thank you.
This is item number 2, also for the Planning Commission on November 6th. WS-18-0747 Casa Vegas Apartment Homes. This is a waiver of development standards to increase wall height in conjunction with an existing condominium development on 15.3 acres in an R4 multiple family residential high density AE60 zone in the MUD4 overlay district, generally located on the south side of Vegas Valley Drive and the east side of Casa Vegas Street within Winchester for possible action.
We're speaking to the applicant. I'm with the management company, Show Real Estate. We represent, we manage Casa Vegas. And our goal is to help the community. They've been having some challenges for the past couple of years with increased crime. The community has come together and they're trying to work with it. We have now also included on-site security company as well, but we still need more help in regard to bringing crime down. And what we would like to do is waive the restriction on the height and the wall height and increase the wall height around the community to help keep crime out, to help keep delinquency and all this vandalism that's going on in the community. It's a challenge with the people who live there. It's a challenge for our on-site security company. So I only brought two copies, but hopefully we have to see what the goal is. There are different wall elevations, and they just want to bring it all to 8 foot across the community, and hopefully that would help.
And that's the whole
perimeter. Yeah, and so it breaks down by different elevations, and then you can see now you can see the elevation in the last page. But yes, it's just increased the wall height around the whole community to provide better security for the people who live there.
What other measures have you taken for not only the wall being built up, but what other security measures?
And the first one was an on-site security company that's accessible 24/7. Controls the community regularly. They provide us with reports. We also work with Metro as well. I believe they also provide reports to us. We send out notices to homeowners who have tenants who are perpetrating crimes, delinquency, any type of that stuff. We work with homeowners as well too. So we're doing everything as possible, working with homeowners, security, police. But sometimes that's just not enough. We found out, and we also have documented as well too from security everything that happens there. They provide us with a report every day, letting us know what is going on, and we do our best to reach out to homeowners. If there's squatters, if there's vandalism, we document everything. We report to the homeowners. But at the same time, though, as much progress that we've made, we still need more help in trying to reduce crime. There are homeowners here as well who have come who can attest to that. Provide more information, but that is our case in increasing the wall height.
Well, as a homeowner,
hold on, Miss. You're gonna have your chance. Okay. I'll let you know. Roxanne, do you have any other questions?
No questions
for Mike.
I understand.
Judy, do you have any questions for this gentleman?
No questions.
Okay. I will open it up to the public now if you have any questions or comments.
Yeah.
Just state your name and your address for the board.
Sandra Hackman, we own a unit at Casa Vegas.
Okay.
And this is, we didn't even know that you had a regular meeting tonight until we got this thing from the county about this application. Who came up with the idea of to raise a wall 2 feet and why? You talk to him, but we can't hear anything. Are you a homeowner?
No, I work with the management company.
You're what?
Management
company.
So, the
company decided in their board meeting that in order to provide security, they wanted to raise the wall.
Well, can I ask a question?
Hold on. Please just ask the question of the board, and we'll kind of mediate it for you.
I'm Sandra Ackerman. We've owned one of these since they were built.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as this company has taken over, we have never received one bit of information as far as a board meeting. We did get a letter finally, I think a month ago, stating that they weren't going to have another board meeting this month because I guess the last board meeting there was a cadaffo where they had a little fight or whatever, which is understandable because they jacked the HOA up to over $500 a month, and it is a pit. And they've done nothing.
Do you have any questions or comments about the wall itself?
Yeah, I'd like to know what they think the wall is going to do. I mean, is the association fee, is that to pay for this wall?
Are they going to be assessed?
Assessments already that can be addressed. Our office can address that with them. That was done in the Casa Vegas board meeting, so those questions our office can address directly to them.
Yeah, as a function of what we do here, we don't have any sort of say over how this community interacts with the owners.
Well, I mean,
all we're doing is looking at a application to raise the wall height, and from here, it goes on to the Planning Commission. It's not the final stop in the process of getting it approved. So,
but can I interrupt?
Sure.
Does the Casa Vegas owners want the wall 2 feet higher?
Well, that's between the owners and the board of Casa Vegas.
I mean, we've never even received a letter from this company about meetings or anything.
Are you opposed to the wall being?
Well, I'd like to
know what it's for.
We don't even know what it's for.
If you're going to keep people out.
Well, his presentation claimed that it was going to provide more security.
Well, we couldn't hear him. He was speaking so fast and so soft that it was difficult to understand what he was saying.
Tell us what you want, why you want the wall as management.
Well, I mean, it was pretty, may I paraphrase, just to keep you guys from going back and forth?
Yeah.
It was a very simple explanation that he made, that there's been a problem of crime in the community, and they feel that raising the fence 2 feet will be a deterrent to crime, people coming over the fence and vandalism and robberies to the tenants. So it sounded to us, the board, like it was coming from a place of protecting the residents.
You as a board member, I don't see any fence, wall in the front. Can't they just walk in the front like they always do? There's no wall across Vegas Valley Drive. What's shutting that off?
Do you guys have a front gate?
No, and that's right. That's actually in the plan. If you look at the elevation, it breaks down. The front area will also be a wall
extension.
Yeah, an extension in the front area as well to match everything else.
Are you, just so I can understand, are you opposed to the fence being raised?
The money that would cost, we could certainly be spending it on the place right now. It really is a fist, and I can't see any improvement. And I've owned this thing since they converted it from an apartment house way back in the late 60s, I think it was.
Yeah, okay.
So, and it's 70. When it was self-managed, that place went along good. And when they started hiring professional management to come in there, things have gone downhill. And they had, I know 3 years ago, they had a lot of money in reserves. Now I'm told it's empty. Okay. So they said, well, we're going to raise the dues to $500 a month. Bang. I don't know how some of those people live there can afford it, but they've done it. So I think any improvement has to be done would be on the buildings, on the roofs, on the stucco that's falling off, and what we have right now to look after. Not raise the wall.
Fair enough. Thank you for that insight. Mr. Buell.
Layla Lashnaki, guest 1405 Vegas Valley Drive. Just before I came here, I had to chase a transient out of the laundry room. Came over the fence, which isn't even 6 feet tall in spots. They come from Silver Mesa area daily.
And they're jumping over the fence?
Yes.
So your neighbors, obviously, everyone's got a few opinions.
They damage cars, and
how much does that wall cost? Do you have the cost of the wall?
We can provide that to you.
Sir?
We can provide that to you. We can provide it. It's in the budget already, but if you want numbers, our office can provide you that information if you'd like.
That would be
I think. I think the.
But how do we get, we don't get anything about meetings, so I don't know what.
When
we call that office, no one ever returns our call.
Maybe after we're finished here, you guys can exchange contact information and maybe do a little bit of a better job getting the homeowners involved in decisions like this and making sure they're aware of your internal board meetings and how that process goes so that, you guys will be aware of what's happening.
When something's going on.
Okay. Well, thank you guys both for the opinions and the insight. Did you have anything else to add? I didn't mean to cut you off.
Definitely would help keep transients out of the place.
Okay.
Because they do the most damage.
So then you're in support of the wall.
Of course.
And you're opposed to the wall.
Well, this is the first we've ever heard of the wall when we got this in the mail.
But he just said he was opposed.
I don't see how he could afford it.
He's opposed to the fact that you have, there are entrances all over that drive into that property. They're not gated. There's no gates on the front to keep anybody from strolling in, so it makes you wonder how building two more feet is going to protect the interior when you can walk right through. And I mean, there are no locks to keep you out anymore.
That's an issue between the homeowners there and HOA.
Exactly.
How about us?
I understand that, but what I'm saying is this is the first we've ever gotten any information about Casa Vegas since this company took over. I mean, they don't contact us, so when we got this, we thought, well, maybe if we
but
we can find out something.
Well, and you have.
Exactly.
You can exchange contact info, but,
exactly.
You know, Bob's right. We, you know.
Well, I understand. I mean, I'm just happy we came so we could at least speak with someone that's in charge of this.
Yeah. Okay. Well, great. I guess... Does one of you guys care to make a motion on this application?
Well, I don't think there's any way that we could vote for denial. There's no issue there with Clark County or anything like that. So I move to approve with all staff conditions.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye as well. Thank you. Great.
But so it would be an excellent idea. We were already voting, but just
we'll talk to them. We'll educate them and bring them up to speed on all the information. That's
sure.
We'll make sure
that. Yeah.
Okay, let's go back to the informational items.
So, yes, we are accepting applications for all the town boards, but if you live in Winchester,
you
should apply up until Tuesday, November 13th. I think we got a really good board now, so I hope everybody reapplies. Looking at you, Bob. Yeah, go.
Board, stay here.
Yeah.
You have some presents for you. Not from me, but I found out about it, and they're pretty cool.
So you can do a move on a public comment.
Judy, are you thinking you're gonna apply again?
Are you not wanting me to apply?
We would love for you to be more engaged. I would at least. I don't speak for the board, but yeah, we would we would love to see you more often.
Got it. Thanks for the feedback.
Yeah. <definitely. laughs> Okay. And that's it. Okay. Well, great. That's all we have for the day. My gosh.
He said it was heavy. Does it? That mean he thinks I can't carry it because you don't seem like you have a problem there,
Robert? For you. Yeah. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Wow. Thank you.
Dogs, so
okay, well, if we have nothing else, our next meeting's on October 30th, 2018.
I have one last thing.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
We have a new friend, the New Friends of Winchester is holding their meeting tomorrow at 5:30. We'll be talking about the garden and the upcoming events that we want to host here. So you are more than welcome to come. We have gardening and everything, so
cool.
Don't miss that.
Thank you.
Get the other boxes real fast.
Sure. Next meeting day, October 30th, is that right?
Yes.
2018, okay. Mm-hmm. And tonight's meeting is adjourned. Thank you.